Jack Robinson is here. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal, and we talk about business on Fridays. One business that seems to be hot right now, Airbnb. That's the website you can use to rent out a place to stay. But it turns out that anyone in the city of Sacramento who rents out a room or a house using Airbnb is technically breaking the law.
Because there's no mechanism for getting a permit or collecting hotel taxes. This is a very new area for regulation, and cities and states are really just getting their arms around it.
There's a proposed ordinance to change that in Sacramento. Why is it taking the city so long to deal with this?
Airbnb is sort of like Uber and some of the other sharing services that cities are just now starting to figure out how to regulate them. And just like Uber, this is a new service that cuts into profits for established operators and a tax revenue for the city. So there are concerns in some places from residents who don't like the idea of neighbors running hotels next door. So Airbnb is actually going to cities like Sacramento to ask for some ground rules.
Well, what kind of regulation is Sacramento considering?
This is still in the early stages, so the details are subject to change. But initially, the idea was limiting the number of days in a home or a room that someone could stay to 30 a year. That's more restrictive than most other cities have, so that likely will go up. But the draft rules also call for travelers to pay the same 12% transit occupancy tax, the hotel tax that hotels charge, and property owners would have to get a permit, which starts at $2,600. If the Uber debate tells us anything about this, how these things go, I think we can count on this being a pretty lengthy debate.
Hey, could you refresh our memories? Now that Sutter Memorial Hospital has shut down that old facility they had tucked in an East Sacramento neighborhood, and of course, you know, last weekend they moved all those patients to the new wing at Sutter Medical Center in Midtown. Now that that's all happened, what's next for that site in East Sacramento?
Eventually, it'll be bulldozed to make room for a new home development, and that certainly makes sense for this part of East Sacramento, but there are some mixed feelings. You know, most people don't think fondly of hospitals necessarily, but this has long been known as the baby hospital for Sacramento, and so a lot of families have some sentimental attachments. But that demolition won't happen right away. There has to be an environmental review, which could take quite a while. And then because it's a medical facility, there will be all sorts of state and federal regulatory issues that have to be cleared before the bulldozers start.
Another medical story. This week, a doctor's group stepped forward with a plan to fix the Sacramento region's broken system for dealing with mental health care emergencies. And this is after Sacramento County recently allocated money for the problem. So did the county action not go far enough?
You know, this is such an expensive and complicated issue that a lot is required, and not just in Sacramento, in many big cities. There's never going to be a simple fix. So the county funding certainly helps, but the local medical society says three other steps are key. One is a system to exchange patient information among health systems so that someone who shows up in crisis can be treated quickly. Second is having a standardized medical clearance process in ERs for mental health patients so they don't have to go through a lot of unnecessary tests. And the third element that they're recommending is to create a special ER for mental health patients. You know, like I say, it's a complicated issue, but this looks like a good start to the discussion.
What's the latest on that idea to serve alcohol at movie theaters? This was apparently a possibility at the Palladio Shopping Center in Folsom, which is getting a second movie theater next to the existing one. And both of them are talking about serving booze. And I guess the people behind this think there's enough demand to support two of these businesses.
This is such a hot trend right now, and we're seeing a rush to embrace booze at the movies. Basically, they have to offer more to get people away from, their streaming video, that they can watch at home or on their phones. So it's all about creating an experience, and obviously food and alcohol is part of creating an experience. It does seem odd that Palladio would get a second theater that isn't clearly different from the one that's already there, but I'm sure they'll figure this out. I don't know. Maybe we'll see hipster cocktails at one and craft beer at the other. That wouldn't surprise me.
That's Jack Robinson, editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.